Unit 6. Interpersonal Communication. Lesson A. Page 48. 6. What are they talking about? A. Listen to people at a party making small talk. What topic is introduced in each conversation? What closing phrase is used to end the conversation? First conversation.
Hi, Pete.
Yes, hello.
I'm Liz, Donna's mother. Donna's told me all about you.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Morton.
It's nice to meet you, too. So, are you enjoying the party?
Yeah, it's great. This might be the last time I see some of these people for a long time, so I've been pretty busy. I haven't had much time to sample the food.
I know what you mean. I can't believe that all you kids are finally graduating. Donna has grown up so fast. Do you have any plans after graduation?
Well, I've applied for a teaching job overseas. I guess I'll probably find out if I got the job or not next week.
You're more adventurous than Donna. She's going to take a job right here in town, at least for the summer. After that, who knows?
Well, you might be seeing me around here for a while longer, too. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I think Dan is leaving the party. Excuse me, Mrs. Morton. I've got to talk to him before he goes.
Certainly. It was nice meeting you, Pete.
Same here.
Oh, and good luck with your job search.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Second conversation.
You know, I kind of like this music.
Well, it is lively. I'll say that for it.
Great music for dancing.
Dancing? Yeah, I guess. For young people, anyway.
What, you think we're too old?
Oh, no. You're not thinking.
And why not? It looks like fun. Why should we sit here while everyone else is having a great time?
If you start dancing to this music, you're going to make a fool out of yourself.
That's what you think.
Anyway, who would you dance with?
Oh, is that a challenge?
Oh, no.
Hey there, wanna dance?
Why, yes, I would, young lady. Excuse me, it's been real nice talking to you, but I've gotta go.
Third conversation.
This is delicious. I love stuffed grape leaves.
Me too. It all tastes delicious. Do you think they made all this themselves, or did they have it catered?
Oh, no, George is a great cook. Why would they cater it?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
George cooks?
You didn't know that? Lynn's always saying that's half the reason she married him.
Oh, well, that is a good reason. She is really lucky. I wish my husband liked to cook. He completely avoids anything that has to do with the kitchen.
You know, my husband's talking about signing up for an Italian cooking class on Saturdays.
Really?
Oh, I hope he does it.
Oh, I wonder if I could convince my husband to do that. I'd sure love being the taste tester for his recipes.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll let you know when the class starts.
Great. Please do. In the meantime, I think I'll go mention it to him. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.